This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
This week on Witness History, the smart speaker Alexa is used by hundreds of millions of people around the world. But did you know its voice was created by two students in Poland? After watching old sci-fi movies, Łukasz and Michał decided they could create a device which sounded less robotic and more like a human. After spending years developing their own technology, they started winning awards, and big companies like Amazon took notice. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.
Richtig spannend, richtig vielfältig. Das ist deine Karriere bei Kaufland. Ob Trainee-Programm, Direkteinstieg, Studentenjob oder Praktikum. Finde bei uns den Einstieg, der zu dir passt. Profitiere von einer attraktiven Vergütung, spannenden Aufgaben und individuellen Entwicklungsmöglichkeiten. Werde jetzt Teil unseres Teams. Bewirb dich jetzt unter kaufland.de/studenten. Kaufland. Hier bin ich richtig.
Hello, I'm Luke Jones. Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service. In BBC OS Conversations, we bring people together to share their experiences. This time, we'll be hearing from four people who shot to fame on social media and whose lives have never been the same again. Every year, the internet makes stars of a handful of lucky, or maybe unlucky, individuals. Our guests today share with us what it is like to go viral on social media. And they tell us about the attention it can bring, not just from the public, but from business too.
In a way, you're licensing your face and your social media following to this brand to sell their product. And so the more they want to use it and the more they want you to do, the more that you can charge.
I wonder if you recognise this catchy 2024 earworm.
I'm looking for a man in finance, the trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes.
That's Megan Bonney, or Girl on Couch, as she's known on TikTok. And that is the original version that she posted back in April. But since then, there have been hundreds and hundreds of remixes and parodies. We wanted to find out what it is like to suddenly become famous on social media, so we brought Megan together with three other people who have similarly found themselves all over the internet in a big way. Kirsty Patterson is a Scottish actress who caught the media's attention when she was pictured looking especially glum and dejected in a green wig, supposedly playing the part of an Oompa Loompa in the worst booking potentially of her life. Ari Kananen is from Finland and cleans people's houses. She has a huge following on TikTok from her videos of herself shifting grime, gunk, and even insects sometimes, free of charge to the homeowners. She loves cleaning that much. And Kelly Hayer is the creator of the Apple Dance for Charlie XCX's track Apple. Kelly posted a video of her performing this dance, complete with apple-shaped gestures, and the world, including Charlie XCX herself, now do it too. Like Megan, Kelly is based in New York, and she began by describing how she got into making videos for TikTok.
I got on social media when the pandemic started because I'm an actor and the acting industry shut down completely. So I thought social media would be a good way to like stay creative and sort of act as my own publicist to sort of create some familiarity with my name and face. And things had been pretty steady for like a few years on social media, like slow but steady growth. And I enjoyed doing it. I did fashion content, lifestyle content. But I'm also a huge fan of like music and pop culture. And I sort of felt that Apple was a really underappreciated track. Everyone was sort of ranking it last on their track rankings of the album. And I don't know why, just that section of the song, I thought, oh, I think this could make a TikTok dance. But I felt like a lot of TikTok dances, you had to like be a dancer to do them. So I wanted something that didn't really use your feet, just used your two hands, that anyone could sort of learn. And I posted the dance consistently every day for like 2 weeks. And I noticed I had never been tagged in anything before, but all of a sudden I was getting tagged. I was like, what are people tagging me in? That's so weird. And it was people doing my dance. I was like, oh my God, that's so fun. My mutual did the dance, or this other person did the dance. But it kept growing. And after 2 weeks, Charlie, Troy, and their friend Terrence did the dance.
So this is Charlie XCX, the singer, Troy Sivan, who's another singer who popped up on tour occasionally with her, and then a friend of both of theirs. And is that the moment where it went stratospheric?
Yes, absolutely. That's where the floodgates cracked open. I was getting tagged in like thousands of videos a day of people doing the dance. And then all of a sudden, like Stephen Colbert was doing it and the cast of Twisters. And like, I think Kerry Washington did it. All the Olympians were doing it. Every day, my jaw was like hitting the floor again.
Well, let's hear what happened to everyone else. Kirsty, you're in Glasgow. You went viral by mistake. You're a jobbing actor. You weren't on any kind of social media. This was a sort of Willy Wonka experience. Explain what the job was.
It was meant to be a kind of pantomime theatre style experience, obviously, because of the new Willy Wonka film that came out. The job was actually a circus performer. So I went along, and then they were just like, oh, you're a Wonka Doodle, which is obviously an Oompa Loompa. And they handed us these cheap outfits that were horrendous, and it was £35 a ticket. But the event was basically like a complete disaster. The reason why I didn't walk off is because the kids were there. I can't explain it. It was too fast for me to think properly about it. So then I went on shift, and then within an hour and a half, it got shut down because basically the police got called. The parents were going crazy angry. Like, because it seems like when one parent went angry, they all went angry. And it just was like chaos. It was crazy.
What did you feel at that moment when it was shut down and people were mocking the whole thing?
Honestly, I was in such disbelief of what was going on.
When did things start to change? When did you become aware of what all of this was doing online?
People started this Facebook group, and I didn't have Facebook, so I actually was on my mum's Facebook checking the group. And basically, the picture got put on there, and I was horrified when I saw it.
This was you in costume, the picture.
Yeah, this is the meme that went viral, the meme of the year now. Woo. Yeah, so this is the one that went viral, and obviously, it was a really bad picture of me, and I wasn't feeling too good about it. And then next thing I know, it was just going crazy everywhere. It was just honestly at the start, it was a really horrendous experience for me
Do you mind me asking what the
at the
worst
start.
comment was that you remember?
Probably that I looked like a 6-year-old drug addict and that I should just get a facelift or kill myself. That was one of like the hundreds of comments I got. And then it was my sister that called me and went, you've got two options with this. Do you either milk something out this? Because you're a trained actress, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know about media at all and how it worked. So once I said something to one media channel, it's common sense to me now because I've been in the media a fair bit. I didn't realise that the name could go on to like different media outlets. So when I said something to one person, it went everywhere. So I thought, well, there's no way of me getting out this now. And then Good Morning Britain wanted me to go on. And
Which is one
I
of the
thought, you know what, this.
big morning TV news programs here in the UK.
Yeah, when they asked me to come on, I kind of thought, right, I'm going to go on here. I'm going to show people that I'm not what the meme is. I thought that would have been the end of it, but it's now December. And like I said, it's not slowed down.
We'll find out what happened a little bit later on, but let's continue around the table and hear about everyone else's story. Megan, you're in New York, like Kelly is. Explain for us your viral story. What was life like before and then after you coined the looking for a man in finance?
So I was working in sales 9 to 5. And then I would come home every day from work and I would sit on my phone and scroll aimlessly. And I would post some like satire videos. Like there's no real theme to my TikTok. I just posted things that I thought were funny. At first, I was thinking about like the most impossible things to find in a man because me being single and all my friends being single, like we all have insanely high standards, I think mostly due to online dating today. So I was really trying to think of like impossible features to find in a singular man. And I ended up like somehow rhyming them. And I posted me singing, I'm looking for a man in finance. Just said, success. Blue eyes. I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a, looking for a, looking for a, looking for a, finance. Trust fund. And
6'5",
then
blue
I
eyes, fine.
captioned it, did I just write the song of the summer? And then in the actual caption, I said, if you're a DJ, can you remix this for funsies? And I woke up the next morning to 1 million views. And then it just kept going up and up and up.
Can you remember what you felt like when you saw that? Woke up, phone back on. Oh my God, that's what that's been doing.
I had gone viral a couple times before. I had some videos with over 1 million views. So at that point, I was like, okay, amazing. Like, I mean, I still had my 9 to 5. I wasn't making money off of
Yeah.
TikTok. So I was like, cool, like, this is fun. And then I had my friend who works in music, and she was like, record labels want to speak to you. And I was like, why? Like, what? And then all these people started making their own remixes on TikTok, and one thing led to another, and David Guetta wants to work with me. So it really like was in this within the span of 2 weeks, and it was extremely overwhelming, but a lot of positive attention, which, I'm used to some negative attention on the internet. So yeah, there were some finance bros who were mad about it, which I don't really get because like I gave them some great publicity. But you have those people who are saying like, oh, like she must be racist, blue eyes, and like just some scary messages about talking about men in that way, which I think is hilarious if you listen to any rap song. No, it was not all fun and rainbows. It was still a lot of hate, but I think the good outweighed the bad, which is
Yes.
nice.
And thinking about the fun and the rainbows, you mentioned David Guetta there. Who was the best person that you saw use that little sample that you gave as a sound on TikTok? Who's the best?
Yeah, so like there's David Guetta, and then Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother, made his own version, which I was like freaking out. He didn't tag me, but he didn't need to. It's Phineas. And then it was on Jeopardy, it was on Dancing with the Stars. So it really spiraled out of control in the best way.
I'm Luke Jones. This is BBC OS Conversations from the BBC World Service.
This week on Witness History, the smart speaker Alexa is used by hundreds of millions of people around the world. But did you know its voice was created by two students in Poland? After watching old sci-fi movies, Łukasz and Michał decided they could create a device which sounded less robotic and more like a human. After spending years developing their own technology, they started winning awards, and big companies like Amazon took notice. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.
Richtig spannend, richtig vielfältig. Das ist deine Karriere bei Kaufland. Ob Trainee-Programm, Direkteinstieg, Studentenjob oder Praktikum. Finde bei uns den Einstieg, der zu dir passt. Profitiere von einer attraktiven Vergütung, spannenden Aufgaben und individuellen Entwicklungsmöglichkeiten. Werde jetzt Teil unseres Teams. Bewirb dich jetzt unter kaufland.de/studenten. Kaufland, hier bin ich richtig.
So far, we have heard about a TikTok song, a TikTok dance, and a viral photograph from a disastrous Willy Wonka event, all of which made social media stars of the individuals involved, which brings us to cleaning. Such satisfying videos to watch, as I know myself. If you've ever seen a video of a pool or a roof being cleaned, it is well worth your time. Ari Kananen's speciality, though, is houses, and she explained for me what she was doing for a job before she delved into this world of social media.
Back in 2020, I was working as a supervisor in a cleaning company. I didn't speak English at all, but I was cleaning back then my friends' and relatives' homes, and I noticed this app, TikTok. So I downloaded it and made a video. And I post the video there, and it didn't go anywhere. But it was super fun. I don't know. I felt like I wanted to show the whole world how good I am, how fun and sexy and interesting cleaning can be. So I kept making these videos, and even my mom laughed at me because those videos were so horrible. But I kept just posting them. And then I had my Tinder date, and I gave him a free cleaning as a birthday present. And I asked him, can I film it? So he was like, well, yeah, whatever. And I went to his place and I cleaned his home and I made a video about it and I posted it. And on the first day, it got like 5 million views. So that was my first viral video.
And how wild did it go?
Well, it went so wild that people started to ask for my help. And that's my dream job. So there was this lady whose husband had killed himself. She was left alone with three children. And she sent me pictures of her home and asked for my help. And I was like, I'm coming, and I'm coming there cleaning for free. I spent the whole weekend there cleaning, filming. And I was like, I want to keep doing this the rest of my life. Then the kids came home and they started to cry. They hugged me. And it was the best thing ever. So I realized the more cleaning videos I made, the more requests I got. At first, I was working. I had still my day job. And I was doing these free home cleanings on weekends. So I was working and doing social media like a year at the same time. That was a rough time because I didn't know how to film. I didn't know anything about social media. I didn't know how to speak English. So I had to learn everything from a scratch. So it was horrible. Then this brand Scrub Daddy contacted me because on August 2020, I had like 10,000 followers. And on December, I had 1 million followers. And I got my first sponsors.
Amazing. Anyone else in the group able to sustain themselves from all this business like Ari has?
It's very sporadic, my work, but I'm confident it is going to get somewhere. So I do still do like my other stuff to give stable work, but then I might get something impulsively, like I just did a TV show in London there that took a week of filming. So it has definitely helped my bank account.
Yeah, I mean, same here. I was able to quit my full-time job after getting a one-song record deal and a publishing deal with Warner Chappell. And I was actually signed to United Talent, which is insane. And now, like Kiersey said, the industry is a little sporadic. It's like nothing will come for a couple weeks and then you'll get a huge brand deal that they want filmed within the next 2 days. So it's very fast paced and it's very last minute, but I am able to sustain myself now through these brand partnerships. And it's crazy the budgets that these companies have.
Oh, go on. Give us the best example.
Well, like SkinCeuticals paid me like my salary's worth, like my yearly salary worth. So I was like, okay, bye job.
To do a post.
Yeah, to do a post or two. Yeah.
I think like what a lot of people, I don't know, maybe a peek behind the curtain on like social media brand deals is that for the most part, every single button you press for this deal is negotiated. So how long the video is, what hashtags there are, what the caption is, do you share it to your story? Is the brand allowed to share it to their social media page? In a way, you're licensing your face and your social media following to this brand to sell their product. And so again, the more they want to use it and the more they want you to do, the more that you can charge. So it's just been really interesting, like these past few months, especially, I don't know about you guys, but having to basically become like my own licensing and intellectual property lawyer and having to learn about like all this backend information on social media. I mean, Ari, I think you have like the largest following of all of us.
How many followers you have in total, all of you?
I think across TikTok and Instagram, I have like 400,000 total.
I'm nowhere near that. To be honest with you, I'm still really bad with TikTok. Maybe because I'm a millennial, I focus more on Instagram, but I do need to work more on my TikTok because I do have a lot of things coming up. It's a lot to get my head around.
Yeah. I have, I think, around 330,000 on TikTok and almost 30,000 on Instagram, so
okay,
yeah, definitely a big change. I had like 100k before on TikTok.
What is the moment where you've all pinched yourself and said, being on the BBC World Service aside, this is all been totally worth it. I can't believe my life is now this. Thank you, internet.
I think for me, producing my own musical, and I was out in LA for it as well, and that's insane. And we're hoping to bring it to London next year. And I'm also doing a short film next year. So it's been fabulous for me and progressing with my career massively.
Yeah, I think for me, it was probably performing with David Guetta in Ibiza.
That was amazing.
Insane. And also, like, I did an ad for Google the other week. And now I'm on a billboard for Spotify. And
I saw that on your page. I was like, I love it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, you say cool. Ari, I've definitely seen pictures of you at the Finnish presidential palace in a dress made out of cleaning products.
Yeah, that was fun. It was our Independence Day.
That's quite an honour.
Yeah, It felt good, but I feel like I've done so much volunteering work, so it felt, of course, nice. But I also know that I have helped a lot of people around the world. So
you've earned it.
Yeah.
Kelly, how about you?
I think mine was also a concert moment. I got to be put on the big screen at the Madison Square Garden Charlie XCX Sweat tour with Troye Sivan. And while the on-camera moment was amazing, there was a moment after the concert where like thousands of people were filing out of Madison Square Garden. And I don't know how, but I ended up in the middle of like a circle of 1,000 people like clapping for me and cheering for me. And I think maybe people hear that and think that's kind of silly and stupid, but Charlie XCX is like deep in like the queer community and like gay culture, and having been a part of and like making something for that community, and then like having all of them, my fellow queer people, like cheer for me, I started crying. And like, honestly, that was like the best. And that was at the end of the summer too. So it was the perfect,
perfect brat summer.
Like, yeah. Like, wow. Like, I can't believe my life is here right now. Happy brat summer.
Can we end though with a discussion of the pressures perhaps, because you must feel the pressure to keep being able to monetize this platform and not lose it. Do any of you feel that?
I feel like it's really important that you showcase your other skills that you can do on the back of this. The people I've met are not just famous, they're like big, big people. So it's keeping these good relationships up and showing people that you can do different skills. Like I said, every time I get booked for a job, I don't sit there as a sad employee. I'm either presenting or I'm acting. I'm doing something actively engaging at it to show what I can actually do. It is a lot of pressure though, because I'm never going to get that same initial engagement as when I went viral for that picture. But that was, as I said, it wasn't the most pleasant experience for me. But with what's coming up, I think it will be more leveled and healthy.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm still doing ads where they want me to, you know, I'm looking for this, whatever it is that they want. Which, like, 2 weeks after posting the song, I was over it. It was, like, giving me a headache. That did make me go viral and it did change my life, but also sporadically adding in what you want and your own content. And like, for me, it's comedy. I would like to somehow pivot into acting and comedy. You know, I'm still embracing it, but I am on the side. I'm taking acting classes. I'm working with my agents to try and get myself roles and auditions. So it's really just a mixture. There is a lot of pressure. I mean, you have those people saying your 15 minutes are up, but you're still on my age. So, yeah.
Kelly, what about you?
I think it helps a little bit that, like, for ads, I can't do the Apple dance because it's connected to music that is, like, already licensed. But I think part of it, too, is, like, I've fully embraced the Apple. People just call me, like, Apple girl or Miss Apple on the street, and I love it. I think, like you guys are saying, there's just a bit of, like, embracing it and then trusting that the audience that has found you is going to want to like see what made you go viral. And so it is about like posting other content, and like if they're going to stay with you, they're going to stay with you, you know.
Ari, how about you? Because there could be someone who comes along and does copy something that you do, or maybe brands might all of a sudden get bored of it. I mean, does any of that weigh on you?
Yeah, there's a lot of cleaners who copies me, but I've always told them that you can do the same as I'm doing, because if somebody watches my videos, they are going to watch some other cleaning videos. So the more cleaning, the better. But for me, I don't feel pressure, honestly. I've been doing this for 4 years, but I feel, I don't know, is it the pressure, but I get bored myself. I always look at myself cleaning. I mean, I like cleaning, but like editing my own videos and like staring myself cleaning, sometimes that's boring. Like, seriously. But if one day I don't want to watch myself cleaning anymore, I can delete all my accounts. I feel like I'm not going to do this the rest of my life. I want to do something else too, you know? So let's see.
Ari Kanenen there, 30 years old and with the spotlessly cleaned world at her feet. Ari was in conversation with fellow social media stars Megan Bonney, Kelly Heyer and Kirsty Patterson. I'm Luke Jones and you have been listening to The Documentary from the BBC World Service.
Mm-hmm.
This week on Witness History, the smart speaker Alexa is used by hundreds of millions of people around the world. But did you know its voice was created by two students in Poland? After watching old sci-fi movies, Wukasz and Mikhail decided they could create a device which sounded less robotic and more like a human. After spending years developing their own technology, they started winning awards, and big companies like Amazon took notice. Search and subscribe to Witness History wherever you get your podcasts.